Gabriela worked for a multinational company as a successful project manager in Brazil and was transferred to manage a team in Sweden. Despite their friendliness, Gabriela didn't feel respected as a leader. Her new staff would question her proposals openly in meetings, and when she gave them instructions on how to carry out a task, they would often go about it in their own way without checking with her. When she announced her decisions on the project, they would continue giving their opinions as if it was still up for discussion. Gabriela was used to a team where the team leader and manager took control and gave specific instructions on how things were to be done. This more directive management style worked well for her and her team in Brazil, but did not transfer well to her new team in Sweden, where decision-making was more democratic. In her previous work environment, Gabriela was used to a high power distance culture, where power and authority are respected and everyone has their rightful place. In such a culture, leaders make the big decisions and are not often challenged. Her Swedish team, however, were used to working in a low power distance culture, where subordinates often work together with their bosses to find solutions and make decisions. Here, leaders act as coaches or mentors who encourage independent thought and expect to be challenged. When Gabriela became aware of the cultural differences between her and her team, she took the initiative to have an open conversation with them about her leadership. Gabriela's team openly expressed that they were not used to being told what to do. Gabriela and her team were able to adapt their way of working. Gabriela was then able to make adjustments to her management style to better fit the expectations of her team.